USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some major cities starting on Sunday. In New York, appearing on WNYC Radio, Mayor Bill de Blasio said they're making every effort to inform immigrants of their rights, and no city employee will assist ICE in the process.
We in New York City have been very clear. We will provide lawyers to keep families together and defend their rights. So we're going to have that deployed and ready for Sunday.
The president says they're taking out dangerous illegals.
For instance, MS-13, very important. We're taking them out by the thousands. We've already been taking. You know, we didn't stop this. We've been taking criminals out for the last year. These people have been here for many years, MS-13. We're taking them out by the thousands.
Former Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Thomas Homan delivered a fiery defense of border agents during a House hearing, telling congressional critics they should be ashamed of their conduct, and if they don't like it, they should do their job and fix it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You've probably seen the dramatic video of the U.S. Coast Guard member jumping on a suspected cocaine-smuggling submarine that was semi-submerged during an interdiction. John Clemens has more on that.
The interdiction occurred in international waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean as the crew of the Coast Guard cutter Monroe ordered in Spanish to raise the semi-submerged submarine. The service member leaped on the submarine deck and began pounding on the hatch until an occupant opened it.
Alto Tupaco! That's going to be hard to get on.
The submarine had a cargo of 933 pounds of drugs, including cocaine, that was valued at $569 million. I'm John Clemens.
Now that the House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund for the September 11 attacks never runs out of money, first responder John Field says it's the Senate's turn.
I'm going to keep Mitch McConnell's word that he said he was going to get this done before their summer recess. Well, I can tell you now that when we leave here today and we get off air, that we're going to make sure that Mitch McConnell sticks to his word, and over the next week or two, we're going to keep the pressure on the Senate.
Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigns over controversy surrounding the plea deal agreement in 2008 involving Jeffrey Epstein.
It would be selfish for me to stay in this position and continue talking about a case that's 12 years old rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.